Fairest mistress, cease your moan, spoil not your eyes with weeping, for certainly if one be gone, you may have another sweeting. I will not compliment with oaths, nor speak you fair to prove you, but save your eyes to mend your clothes, for it is that I love you. I will not boast of substance great, wherewith I can endow you, nor what apparel, not what meat, I am able to allow you. You know 'tis time that all things tries, let then my affection move you, and weep no more, but save your eyes, for it is that I love you. If I should say your golden hairs, I should both lie and flatter. Why should I say thine eyes are stars, when there is no such matter? Every like is not the same, yet none I prize above you. To sigh so sore, you're much to blame, for it is that I love you. With courtly words I cannot court, like one whose tongue is filed by subtle speakers in that sort, poor women are oft beguiled. I speak no more but what I mean, then do as it doth behoove you, and do not waste your tears in vain, for it is that I love you. You may, I know, have choice of men that many ways excel me, but yet in love I pass all them, my conscience this doth tell me. Then let no riches buy my price, nor flattering words remove you. To sigh and sob you are very unwise, for it is that I love you. I am thy constant Pyramus, be thou my constant Thisbe, that such a match is made by us, let this a sealing kiss be. I never will revoke my vow, nor deem any lass above you. Then, dearest, leave your sorrow now, for it is that I love you. Now if you do my love deny, and bitterly refuse me, I will not say for love I'll die, in that you shall excuse me. Some say so yet me nothing less, but pity I hope will move you, not to put me to that distress, for it is that I love you.
As the lost infant doth rejoice when he hath found his mother, so I am glad to hear the voice of you, my constant lover. Believe me, Harry, if you will, once I so true do prove you, come when you will and welcome still, for it is that I love you. I loved a false disloyal youth, which caused my thus lamenting, for in his words there were no truth, but subtle circumventing. You use plain dealing, which is best, so still it doth behoove you, and therefore set your heart heart at rest, for it is that I love you. And now henceforth I will give all to weep for him that jeers me, and his affection I'll abhor, for no true love he bears me. With you I will rejoice, my dear, let no false tears remove you. Believe not every news you hear, for it is I that love you. As Hippocrates of Pontus' queen did follow her Mithridates through uncouth woods and forests great, so nothing shall separate us. I'll circulate the world with you, not thee shall from me remove you. Think not that I speak more than's true, for it is I that love you. Nor Lucrece nor Penelope shall be more chaste than I will, ere I forsake my honesty, 10,000 deaths I die will. You need not to repent your choice, but let me true still prove you, and so we shall together rejoice, for it is I that love you. Judge not amiss, because so soon I yield to your requesting. Love is a thing that ought to be done without any fraud or jesting. You love plain dealing, as you say, then why should I disprove you? Against my mind I can't say nay, for it is I that love you.
And thus with mind reciprocal, this couple were well matched. The parson told the parish all, and then 'twas quite dispatched. I hope the love that 'twixt them passed unto delight will move you. Each of them bade this phrase to the last, for it is I that love.